Good evening, welcome to SheerEnjoyment.com. We begin tonight with a special call out to the one and only Jake Weinman, who is here with us online. He attends our Sheer, and he more than just attends the Sheer, he is responsible for the Sheer. He is the one that has spearheaded his creation. A very, very special chashuv person that should be blessed with all of Hashem's blessings. Likewise, a special shout out to Mitch Green for his awesome technical assistance, diligence, and his concern that everything operated optimally. We wish you a special thank you. We have a very deep sense of appreciation for all of your tireless work. This year, tonight, is dedicated to Zecher Le'ili Nishmas Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. He is Neshama Havan Aliyah. And we thank our sponsor for his kind generosity, dedicating the shir in his memory. Baruch Hashem, we witnessed yesterday, nisim v'niflois. It's not something we wish for, but Ribbono Shel Olam had rachmanis upon Klal Yisrael. It could have been a lot worse. It could have been, who knows what could have happened. It's lo yu'uman, what our enemies have tried to do to us. It's really beyond, if you take in all of the events of the last 48 hours, 36 hours, 48 hours, it's a lo yu'uman what has happened. And Hashem berachamav berubim, he spared us what could have been a very, very deadly incident. Baruch Hashem, all of the chayolim returned home safely. And we give shevach v'hoidah to Hashem. His rachamim. It's very important to be makir tov. Very important to be makir tov for Hashem's chesed. And we certainly are. And we are mespalel, k'shem that we give chodah on the past. We are mespalel on the future that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect us. Hashem should put the right machshavos in the leaders who make decisions, that they should be the correct decisions. And Hashem should continue to show us rachamim and protect us. One of the meanings of the word Pesach is to protect. It doesn't just mean to skip and to show compassion and to speak. One of the translations of the word Pesach comes from the word agono, to protect. It says in Pasuk Yeshaya, kitziparim ofois, just as birds fly, ken yogein, Hashem tzevokas al Yerushalayim, gonoin v'hitzil posoach v'himlit. In the context of this pasuk, the word posoach is surrounded with the word gonon, v'hitzil and himlit, to protect, to save. V'himlit also means to save. And in the middle is the word posoach, which the commentators point out means to protect. So we're coming now to the Yom Tov of Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaPesach, Chag HaPesach, the Yom Tov of protection. May Hashem have rachmanis upon us. Being that tonight is going to be the last shir we are going to have before at least Monday night, the Monday night shir is last Monday night shir before Pesach, because next Monday night will be Pesach. So I'd like tonight to share with you an idea on the Haggadah, a simple short idea. Oh my God, it's not, some of it is mine, some of it is based upon some things that I've come across. Go to the beginning of the Haggadah. The beginning of the Haggadah, we discuss the Zman to recite, when we recite the Haggadah. When do, says in the Pasuk, we got to Levincha by Yoim Ha'hu Leimah. Nimi Haggadah, the Haggadah tells us that it's not for the Pasuk, we would think, Yochol Meresh Chodesh. Okay, it's the middle of the Haggadah, after the Abbanim, the Haggadah Bahal Haggadah says, Yochol, I would think that the correct time when we should fulfill the mitzvah of the Oraisa, the biblical mitzvah, of relating the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim would be on Rosh Chodesh. Along comes the Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk, Bayoim Hahu, on that day. Gemara asks the question, if the fact that it says Vigalata Levincha Bayoimahu Yochal, I would think Miba Odyom, that we should relate the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim on the 14th day of Nisan in the morning. Not in the morning, really in the afternoon, basically Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, when we slaughter the Korban Pesach, the slaughtering of the Korban Pesach takes place Erev Pesach after midday. Along comes the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, no, Bavur Zeh, Lo Yamarti, Ela B'shah, Shigosh Matzah, Umoror, Munochem, Lefanecha. The appropriate time to Mikhaim the Mitzvah is in the evening, the night of Pesach. The night of Pesach at the Seder, when we eat the Korban Pesach, at the time when, not even the Korban Pesach, along comes the Pasuk, B'shah Shigosh Matzah, Umoror, Munochem, Lefanecha. So the Gemara here basically tells us there are three stages. We have a mitzvah d'oraisa, so we have a biblical mitzvah that we should relate to the Higadata L'mincha, that you should relate to your children. Tell your children about the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. If the Torah would just say the Higadata L'mincha and stop right there, we would think that the mitzvah would take place on Erev Pesach in the afternoon at the time when the Pesach is slaughtered. Along comes the next words of the Pasuk, on that day. Now, what is that day? That day is the day when we slaughter the Korban Pesach. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Let's go back. I'm sorry. It says in the Pasuk, if not for any other words in the Pasuk, I would assume that we can fulfill the mitzvah of telling the story of Mitzrayim to our children, even the first day of Chodesh Nisan, the beginning of the month. Along comes the Pasuk, Vigat Levincha Bayoimahu, on that day. The fact that it says that day, Bayoimahu, on that day, would seem to indicate that the mitzvah of the Haggadah should be done. It cannot be done on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. It should be done instead on Erev Pesach, after midday, when we slaughtered the Korban Pesach. To reject that, the Pasuk has more words. Ba'avur zeh. What does the word zeh refer to? Chazal understand refers to matzah and the moror. When do we eat the matzah and the moror? On the night of the 15th, 6 hours after we slaughter the Korban Pesach. Now let's understand this Pasuk. Let's put aside the technical analysis. Let's understand the Pasuk on a hashkafic level, a homiletical understanding of the Pasuk. What does it mean that if not for the Pasuk, we would assume that we could fulfill the mitzvah on the first day of Chodesh Nisan? What is special about the first day of Chodesh Nisan that would be for us a reason that it should specifically on this day when we celebrate, when we fulfill this mitzvah? So I saw in the very Choshev Sefer, I don't have it in front of me, a very interesting idea. There is indeed a special mitzvah that takes place on the first day of Nisan. And what is that mitzvah? Of Kiddush HaChodesh. We know, everyone knows the first Rashi in Chumash, that the Torah really should have began, the Torah should have began with the first mitzvah of the Torah is not a history book. The Torah is a book of mitzvahs, of commandments. Torah literally means instruction. The Torah really should have begun with the first mitzvah. And the first mitzvah appears in Parshas Bo with HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodesh. Nisan, Chodesh Nisan, is the first month of the year for the counting of time, the calculation of time. That's all I'm going to say for the following idea. What is the difference between the way we Jews calculate time and the way the nations of the world calculate time? And the answer is the world, we all know, the secular world, they calculate time based on the sun. We calculate time based on the moon. A solar year has approximately 365 days, the amount of time it takes for the Earth to orbit around the sun. A lunar year approximately is 354 days, the amount of time it takes for the moon to orbit around the Earth 12 times, 354 days. There is an 11-day discrepancy. And therefore, every 4 years, three, 4 years, we have a leap year. We have a leap year to make it up. But basically, the nations of the world follow a calendar based on the sun, whereas the Jewish people follow a calendar based on the moon. What is the difference? What is the Hashkafic difference? So today we all know that, you know, obviously the Earth rotates around the sun, and the moon rotates around the Earth. The Ummah soil of the nations of the world, to a very large degree, don't believe or lack an importance to men. And this is reflected in their calendar. When the Earth orbits around the sun, it's a statement. The sun is the center, and the Earth is just trivial. It's just subordinate. It's something which lacks importance. Whatever is important is the center of attention, and everything else rotates around that object that is the center that is important. Thus, the sun is important, and the Earth is just, you know, an object which rotates around the sun. It doesn't have any value or importance. On the other hand, when the calendar is based on the rotation of the moon around the Earth, that is a statement as if to say, what's important is the Earth. This planet, this location, this Earth is the Ikar. This is what is important. And everything else rotates around us. On Chodesh Nisan, Aleph Chodesh Nisan is the day when there is a separation between us and the Ummah Yisrael. The nations of the world, they don't attribute importance to Earth, to this planet, the opportunities that we have on this planet to serve Hashem. And they look at this world, their whole mindset, their outlook on life is, we're not important, and the sun is important. On Aleph Nisan is the day of the year where we distinguish ourselves in recognizing that we are important. That this planet, this earth, this is important. And to demonstrate its importance, that we are important, we take note that, look, there are heavenly bodies that circulate, orbit around us. Following a year based on the lunar cycle is not just something that it's easy or something which is, no, there are many different reasons. It is a major statement to the world. You're making a mistake. You're not giving yourself importance. Chayiv adam loymar b'shvili nivra ha'olam. The world was created for us. It was created for us, the living people of this earth, to see Hashem and to demonstrate that the world is, that the earth is what is important. Focus on a heavenly body that rotates around the earth, that demonstrates the greatness, the potential, the power that lies in this planet. Therefore, I would say, that is the ideal day when we should teach our children about the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the beginning of the process of receiving the Torah, where we come to appreciate and understand the purpose of this world. Along comes the pasuk, and the pasuk says it's even greater than that. Focus on the Korban Pesach. This is a very unique halacha when it comes to Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach has to be eaten in a family, in a group. And every single person in the group has to register. You can't come to Pesach and just, oh, where can I get a cup of Pesach? before you come and either come in Pesach, you have to register and be part of a group, family or a group, a bias, in order to participate. This goes one step further. It's not enough to relate the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim by talking about the importance of the Jewish people relative to the Goyim who don't understand the value of a nation. It's even more than that. There is a value in a group of Jews, a chabura, a bais, in a family. It's even more. And then the pasuk says, guess what? Even that's not enough. It says in the pasuk, Bavur Zeh, when you have matzah and maror, munachim lefonech. When it comes to the matzah and the maror, you don't need to register as part of a group. Every single person experiences the matzah and the maror. Bitterness is something which, unfortunately, was the slavery of the Jewish people. Matzah represents, on the one hand, it represents slavery. It also represents, as we say in the Haggadah, Matzah zu shanu oichel al shema shim shle hispek b'tzegam l'hachmitz at shehigle aleihem melech malchei amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu ga'olam. The revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single individual is able. Hashem customizes himself, reveals himself to every person in a unique way. Kriyas Yam Suf, Chazal say, he said, Ze keli v'andeyu. Ra'asa shivcha shelayar mashalai, ro'ay cheskel b'nizi. Every person, even a maidservant, is able to see the divine revelation. When Hashem reveals himself to a person, it's on an individual basis. Matzah zu shom oichel ha'shema shom shel hispik, b'tzekam l'hachmetz ad shehigle aleihem melech malchei ha'mlochim ha'kodesh baruch hu u'ga'olam, is a divine revelation, and the divine revelation is on an individual basis. Similar to the mora, the bitterness is also felt on an individual basis. In essence, what we're trying to bring out is there is something very unique about the Yom Tov of Pesach. How does the Yom Tov of Pesach differentiate itself from the Yom Tov of Sukkos? On Sukkos, we also celebrate and commemorate miracles. The miracles of the Anani HaKavod, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us in the desert for 40 years. We traveled under the Anani HaKavod of Sukkos. How does Pesach differentiate itself? Both of them relate to miracles. And one of the answers that we're basically trying to present is that on Pesach, it is a Yom Tov of individuality. Whereas Sukkos, it is a Yom Tov of the community. Chazal tell us that when it comes to Sukkos, the entire Jewish people can sit under one sukkah. The whole Kol HaEzrach Bi Yisrael Yeshu Basukos, Chazal tell us the entire Jewish people can fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah by sitting, living in one massive Sukkah. Sukkos is a festival of the community, of the nation as a whole. How Hashem protects us and our survival. Pesach is a Yom Tov of individuality. Yochol Merosh Chodesh, no. That's too general. Talmud Lomar Bayemahu. That's for the family. No, that's also not good enough. Lo Yomadi El Roshosh Yishmatzu Moro Munachim Lefanecha, the individual. The individual, every individual merited to see his own Shechina. Unlike Sukkos, where everyone is sitting together and wanting to sit in the same Gilu Shechina for everyone. Matzah, everyone is a Gilu Shechina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself with Yanani HaKavod, and Hashem revealed himself with Matzah. What is the difference between the revelation of the Matzah and the revelation of the Shechina in the Yanani HaKavod? The Yanani HaKavod is one size fits all. Matzah was a revelation of the individual. It's a Yom Tov. Pesach is a focus on the individual, where the Galata within Chabayim of Olimor is to teach every child that you are special. You are unique. You are one of a kind. You have a distinction to build up every single child. In the Haggadah, K'neged Arba'o Banim, Dibur Torah, Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha, Echad Tam, the Echad She'eno Yodea Lishal. Why does the Baal HaGadah say the word Echad after each one of these children? As an introduction to each one, you could have just said K'neged Arba'o Banim, Dibur Torah, Chacham Rasha Tam, and She'eno Yodea Lishal. Why does it say the word Echad? To teach you. That's exactly the point of Yigalta Levincha. Yachol Erish Chodesh. No. Hamaloy Mabayamahu. Don't think it's the nation. Okay, maybe it's the family. No. Karban Pesach is offered by a family. One Karban Pesach for the whole family. No. The Matzah and the Maror. The Matzah and the Maror is a personal experience. Every person experiences, unfortunately, a degree of bitterness, the yearn for the salvation of the Gilui Shechina on a private, individual level. That's the message, the individual. Sukkos is the Anani HaKavod. There's one big sukkah for the whole Jewish people. There is one degree of Ruach HaKodesh, of Shechina, for the nation. They're both critical. Now, using this idea, I want to try to bring out one more point. I saw this in a safer and an interesting idea. If you take a note, take note. Pesach is the Yom Tov of stringencies. There are so many different stringencies that we have on Pesach. The Torah tells us that chametz is also the mashu. Nowhere else do we have such a stringency. We're not allowed to eat even the smallest molecule of chametz. When it comes to the shiurim of the matzah and the maror and the dalet kaisas, we find that people, they follow tradition, and many people are very stringent, and they take upon themselves stringencies that they don't ordinarily do the entire year. The whole Seder, the whole Haggadah is full with stringencies that are only unique to the night of Pesach. In general, Pesach is a time, it's a holiday filled with stringencies. And let's contrast that with Sukkos. If you notice, the Yom Tov of Sukkos is a Yom Tov of leniencies. The whole Masechta Sukkah tells you about different types of Sukkos that are kosher, even though they are bizarre. Why would this sukkah be kosher? A sukkah that has only two walls and a mashahu is kosher. And this type of sukkah and that type of sukkah, in Esrog, according to the letter of the law, you have an Esrog, you hold it at arm's length, and you don't see anything, it's good. The laws of sukkahs are designed to be extremely lenient. Whereas the laws of Pesach are designed to be extremely strict. That's how it is in Shulchan Aruch. There is a common theme in the laws of Pesach. It's almost as if we're obsessed to seek out stringencies. Whereas in the laws of Sukkos, there is an attitude of leniency. Everything is good. You don't need very much to have a kosher lulav and esrog. Okay, there are people that really want to go to town, but according to the letter of the law, everything is good. A sukkah, the most bizarre sukkahs are kosher. Why is that so? So I want to suggest to you that it's dependent on what we just learned. Pesach is a festival of the individual. A person has to demand from himself the highest standards possible. When you're dealing with a festival for the individual, every individual has to strive to be as good and as holy as he possibly can. Whereas the Yom Tov of Sukkos, it's a festival for the community. We have no right to demand from other people standards that are difficult, that are elevated, expensive, and difficult to achieve. For the tzibur, when a festival is about the tzibur, the group, we're not looking for stringencies. It's not morally correct, but it's not proper to demand from others a high level of observance. If it's good on the lowest level, it's good that tzibur as a group, we are generous when it comes to others as far as our expectations. But when it comes to ourselves, to the individual, we have to strive for the highest level, the highest standards. That would explain the difference between these two festivals. So let's review very quickly what we learned tonight. We learned that there's a mitzvah in the Torah called V'higadita L'bincha, to teach your children the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. In the Haggadah, we mentioned that we would think that the mitzvah begins on Rosh Chodesh. The Torah rejects that premise with the words Bayom Ahu. If we only had those words, we would think that the mitzvah can be done Erev Pesach, after midday, when we slaughter the Korban Pesach. The Torah rejects that as well and tells us that the mitzvah can only be fulfilled in the evening when we eat the matzah and the maror. What is the deeper meaning of this? We explain that the end of the Pesach, we would think it would begin on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, because that is the day when the Jewish people as a whole differentiate themselves by recognizing the importance, the value of this world, of this earth. We're not like the Umos HaOlam that don't give this planet the importance that it deserves. They look at the sun, which represents nature. It represents desire. It represents other things. And this world dances around the earth. It just dances around the sun. We reject that principle. Hashem created the earth as the ikar. To demonstrate, we look for a heavenly body, the moon that circles around the earth. Perhaps that's sufficient. No. There's more to it. There's even a greater degree of self-worth. The family. The Korban Pesach, which is offered by a family. All the members of the family joined together in one Korban Pesach. Hashem values the family. No, it's even more than that. Hashem values the individual. That's when we relate this to our children. We give them self-esteem, self-worth. We teach them b'shvili nivra k'neged arba'a banim echad chacham, echad rasha, echad tam, echad she'en yodei lishon. And this is how this festival is unique, is different than Sukkos, which is a Yom Tov for the community, for the kehila, for the nation. And this explains the theme of why we find in Shulchan Aruch extreme stringencies regarding the laws of Pesach and extreme leniencies regarding the laws of Sukkos. When we're focusing on the individual has to strive for the highest standards. When we focus on the community, we can't expect that proper to make demands that are unattainable for the masses. The standards are much lower. May we merit that indeed we grow and strive to achieve success on the highest possible level. May Hashem, the seer, protect us. May this Pesach be a very special yontif, which we should continue to merit and see open miracles and witness the coming of Mashiach, the Geula, b'mehira v'yameinu, amen. Thank you for coming. I wish everyone a chag kosher v'sameach. Truly enjoy the yontif with all of the joy and simcha. There should be no pain, no worry. V'samachta b'chagecha, you and your families, and b'chol ha'nilvim. Wishing you all the best. Thank you very, very much. Yirtzeh Hashem, we'll get together again the next opportunity. Till then, Chag Kosher V'Sameach. Good night.